New year, new kitchen. Kitchen Tune-Up has 5 ways to help you love your kitchen again. Call 810-488-9778 to schedule a safe, free consultation or visit kitchentuneup.com.
All right, on this Tuesday morning, we're certainly learning more about this threat against not just Michigan's state capital, but other state capitals. Aaron Katursky is on top of it for ABC News and joins us right now. Aaron, what can you tell us this morning?
An FBI bulletin said that there are potentially armed protests in the offing for all 50 state capitals starting from Saturday through the inauguration and maybe even beyond. And we know that a number of state capitals have taken different steps to harden security. State police said it here in New York. In Wisconsin, they're boarding up windows of the state capitol in Madison. I know Michigan lawmakers with the ban now on open carry. So lawmakers are taking different steps to harden security ahead of what may be these armed protesters the FBI is warning about.
Of course, one of the really troubling things in all this is that now it appears that at least some of the Capitol Hill policemen may have been in on the insurrection in D.C. last week. And who knows if that may be the case in some of the state capitals as well.
Well, I mean, it's a good question, and I'm sure the departments have thought to question their ranks. But we know two Capitol Police officers have been suspended. One was seen wearing a red MAGA hat and giving directions to rioters who were looking for particular congressional offices. The second officer was seen taking a selfie with some of the rioters. I think that there may be alternate explanations for those actions, but those officers have been suspended, and at least a dozen more officers are under investigation.
I mean, just to add to the chaos, late yesterday, Chad Wolf resigned as acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. So, I mean, these are very tenuous times these days and for really the next week or so ahead.
They are tenuous, and the department had just said that it would implement the inaugural security plan in Washington a full 6 days ahead of schedule. That came at the request of the mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser, who urged the department to start the inaugural security plan now, especially given the potentially antagonizing votes on impeachment that House members are taking. And the FBI said that, too, could lead to an uprising at state capitals, government buildings, courthouses, administrative offices, if there's an attempt to remove President Trump before the inauguration.
So it's not just January 20th that we have to be concerned about. It's certain activities that Congress may vote on and really the days leading up to and maybe even right after the inaugural.
That's right. And whether that stops Congress, we don't know. But we know that lawmakers were briefed last night on a number of potentially disturbing plots to destabilize the government, and that's part of the reason, I think, too, the Homeland Security Department acted to implement the security plan sooner than anticipated.
The FBI obviously acted very swiftly after the Capitol uprising last week. It's been fairly easy to find some of these suspects given the digital trail that they've left on social media, but they have to be very concerned about some of these threats coming out now, too.
Oh, they are. And I think that's why they have been aggressive in trying to find people that were involved on last Wednesday's insurrection and get them arrested and charged and hopefully keep them away from doing anything further. You know, I saw one guy, you know, who was dressed like in the I don't know, some Chewbacca-like outfit, and his mother's complaining that he's not getting organic food in prison. So, like, all these big tough guys can't handle the prison slop. I mean, I don't know what to make of all these people, but certainly the FBI wants to identify more, and they say potentially hundreds could be arrested and charged.
I wouldn't doubt it. Aaron, we'll listen for your reports throughout the day. Thanks so much for being with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.